56 degrees here in the Twin Lakes area. Good evening, everyone. The Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is 5:04. We've got special news coverage for severe weather this evening. I'm Sammy Raycraft, joined by Heather Loftus.
When I first moved to town, I didn't know where the closest grocery store was or where the pharmacy was located, or even how to get to the post office. I had to ask my friends about everything. Everyone had their own opinion on the best restaurants in town, but one thing they agreed on, Anstaff Bank. And now that I'm an Anstaff customer, I know why. Anstaff is a family-owned community bank that offers all the products and services that I need. And with 13 branches in 9 communities, there's always an Anstaff Bank around while I explore my new home. Family banking tradition. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 5:04. As we begin our newscast this evening, we're joined by National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Dalton out of North Little Rock. Charles, tell us about how the forecast is looking for this evening.
So the main concern for your area up there in North Central Arkansas is really going to be the rain. Right now you've got thunderstorms lined up from Baxter County south all the way to Hot Springs, and they're going to continue to stream north across that area through the evening. So we're looking at the possibility of probably in excess of 4 to 5 additional inches of rain, if not much more. So flooding's really going to be the primary threat going through the overnight hours, for sure.
Charles, of course, tornadoes were a concern, but it's still pretty cool. It's about 56 degrees here in Mountain Home.
Yeah, I think the tornado threat's really going to be south and east of you. Not to say that it's zero, but really we're more concerned about tornadoes across like central and southern and eastern Arkansas. Possibility of some hail with, you know, some bigger thunderstorms that move through your area, but I think the tornado threat's really going to be to your south.
And to clarify, was that heavy rainfall just for tonight into tomorrow morning?
That's probably just tonight, yeah. And we'll get another
round
of stuff tomorrow. So, a lot of rain headed your way for sure.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking a few minutes and sharing that with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Next on the line, we have NAEC CEO Mel Coleman, and Heather Loftus is going to visit with him this afternoon.
Mel, we're usually talking to you about wind, hail, or tornadoes. Tonight, we're talking to you about water.
Yeah, and take the easy, well, I'd say easy, take the wind and tornadoes first. You know, I just don't see that we're going to have a lot of that activity tonight, and that's a good thing. And, you know, I can't say that 100%, but, you know, at 58 degrees and the fog that we've had, I just don't see a big, I just don't see the ingredients there for that. Now, what has been causing us a lot of issues thus far is the severe lightning and constant lightning that we've had, and that will take out fuses. It's probably one of the easier repairs that we have, but still, it's a problem when it takes, you know, a line out or one home or 20 or 30 homes. So the lightning has been giving us a lot of issues for the last 48 hours, actually.
The lightning on the morning commute here in Mountain Home was very significant.
Yes. And it has been just about all day, off and on. And it, from what I see on radar, there's more coming up. So, yeah, that's significant. Easier fix, obviously, than if we had broken poles and lines down. But still, it's a pain. But we're working on it. We've got people in the field working on it. As far as the flooding, this, you know, they've been talking for days about this being historic, generational. There's a lot of terms they've used on the flooding, and it looks like they're going to end up being right because it's, you know, still coming down, a lot going to come down tonight and tomorrow. What it can do to us, you know, especially for people that live along the river, and I'm not saying this will happen because, you know, I don't know what the plans are for the dams and Lake Norfolk and Bull Shoals. I know the White River's up. I know all the rivers are up. If they were to get up in subdivisions, that causes a lot of trouble. I know there were some people yesterday worried that we would pull their service down. We won't do that unless it's a dangerous situation. If the water gets up in a transformer, we've got a dangerous situation. Yeah, we'll have to pull it down. But now that you know, that's for those people that live along the river in the low-lying areas that could see flooding. I have no idea if that's going to happen.
Mel, you
and really, go ahead.
Sorry, you mentioned you have crews in the field. We don't even want to walk out to our car right now. So many thanks and lots of prayers for all those people that are out there working tonight.
Yeah, and I can't sing the praises enough for those guys that are out there. And they, you know, Heather, this has been going on now for almost 2 weeks, and they're still out there and they're still doing it. And you know, it's hard to get them to stop. But yeah, they're out there in this weather, getting folks back on, and that's what they're there for, as first responders, and they're glad to be doing it, and we'll be doing it as long as it takes. And we appreciate them and the support crew back in the office too as well.
Mel, we appreciate your time. Respectfully, we hope we don't talk to you again.
Yeah, I hear you. Me too.
Take care.
And Heather, we checked the rain gauge shortly before coming on the air for the evening news. 4.1 inches of rain have fallen since 7 o'clock this morning.
That's an amazing amount of water. And if the National Weather Service is correct, then that means we could be seeing 10 inches of rain.
By tomorrow morning.
And heavy, heavy rain is still expected tomorrow as well.
You were just out driving through town. How are things looking?
There's not a lot of traffic on the road, which is good. It looks like people have gotten where they're going to be for the next couple of days. There's a lot of water on the road, a lot of water pooling, of course, on the side streets, and the ditches are full and they're running pretty fast.
The judge warned us this evening to stay very close attention, Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy, to road conditions after it gets dark, because you're not going to be able to have high visibility. And we are joined on the line now by Baxter County OEM Director David Stoltz with an update. David, are you there with us?
Yes, sir.
How are conditions looking around the county this evening, sir?
So right now, luckily, it's let up a little bit. About 30 minutes ago, we did shut off Wildcat Shoals Road off there, off Denton Ferry, out by Cotter and Gasville area. It was, you know, high waters made it pretty impassable out there. The National Weather Service, we did a conference call earlier, and they said anything downstream of the Buffalo, they're projecting that to be about 48 feet, which the record was 53 feet back in the 80s. So 48 feet, the people down probably around like Ships Ferry area, that subdivision down there, over there in North Fork, the Villas, those folks, if you live along the river, you know, I'm sure you're paying attention to the water already, but if you aren't, make sure to be doing that, because you should be expecting a whole lot of water.
David, did I hear those numbers correctly on the river? Because I vaguely remember some of those days back in the 80s, and I mean, we saw water go in places we'd never seen it before.
Yeah, yep. Unfortunately, I wasn't around in the 80s, but you know, they were saying 48 feet is the number, that the magic number that I've been getting from folks. The Corps is obviously watching it, Game and Fish, you know, watching them as well. Another thing that I want to get with you about is the courthouse is flooded. Our basement is flooding. There's oil in the water and stuff. We're working on cleaning it up right now. We're not going to be able to use this as a tornado shelter until we can get this cleaned up.
David, I have reached out to members of Eastside Baptist Church tonight. The Children's Center is open starting at 5:30 tonight. That is a shelter that is open to the community, so you can pass that along as well.
Awesome. Yep, that is good news. Thank you very much for that.
David, keep us informed. This is just beginning, so it might be a long couple days for Baxter County.
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, and everyone stay safe.
And that was OEM Director David Stoltz. The Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 5:12. We have more coverage coming up after this.
Honor your legacy and love for the environment with an eco-friendly green burial. Certified by the Green Burial Council, Kirby and Family offers alternatives to traditional burial that help preserve the surrounding habitat. Green burials feature non-toxic, biodegradable materials and essential oils in preparation for burial, and the purchase of a casket and vault is not required. To learn more about the Green Burial Difference, contact us at Kirby and Family or visit greenburialarkansas.com.
Century Bank of the Ozarks has been in business for 130 years, from the turn of the last century to the Great Depression, two world wars, and many economic downturns. Hi, this is Chan Crooker, and I look forward to being your banker. Our office is located at 2448 Highway 62 East, right next to Colton's. We hope you'll stop by and visit us, or give us a call at 492-2263. You can also visit our website at cbozarks.com. Century Bank of the Ozarks, banking the way it used to be. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Carter Warrior Foundation 5K has been rescheduled for Saturday, April 12th due to potential flooding, but they are still accepting entries. Join the community at Big Springs Park for a 5K runner walk along the White River while supporting scholarships and student incentives. Registration opens at 7 a.m. and the race starts at 8. Pre-registration is available online or you can sign up the morning of the race. Don't miss this chance to make a difference for local students while enjoying the beautiful outdoors.
Century 21 Lemack Realty Time, now 5:14 on KTLO News. Visiting live with Mountain Home City Mayor Hillary Adams. Mayor, you're reporting live from the middle of the city right now, and you've got some road closures you need to discuss.
We've got a few, Heather. We've got one on First Street between Cardinal and Indian Creek as you head east of Cardinal. We're sitting here right now in front of Amstaff Bank. On Highway 62, they're in front of Hobby Lobby and Wallace Knob. That intersection's got a lot of water on it. We're just trying to slow these folks down coming down this hill. The one thing I'd say now, Heather, if anybody's on the road, be very careful. There's stuff coming from places that it hardly ever comes from. And, you know, there's some very unknown spots out here today, so be careful out there.
All right, Mayor, we appreciate your time, and keep us updated as we go through the weekend.
All right, thank you.
And, Heather, you just did an interview shortly before the 5 o'clock news with Matthew Leibold, is that right?
Leibold,
I'll get it right. Mm-hmm. The owner of White Buffalo Resort in Buffalo City, with an update. Of course, all this water is going to be draining into the rivers. Let's listen to that interview now.
Tell us what it looks like down on the banks of the beautiful White and Buffalo rivers.
Yeah, so currently it is a muddy mess. The rivers are they're moving along with all the runoff that's coming from every small creek and large creek in our area. The dams really aren't generating much, but certainly the runoff is pretty intense right now. And at the current moment, the river is still in its banks in Buffalo City, though we certainly know there's more rain in the forecast, and all the runoff from the rain that has come certainly hasn't hit us yet. So it's going to be another day or two before we really start to see this thing peak out in Buffalo City.
What kind of preparations are you and your staff making at White Buffalo Resort?
Well, we, with the weather forecasted, everybody pretty much knew what was coming. So guests made preparations ahead of time, some of them rescheduling, some of them leaving a little bit earlier. So we don't have too much river activity going on this weekend. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, you want people safe out there. When there's a ton of runoff, there's a lot of debris coming down the river. So you've got anything from trees to tires and who knows what else that might be picked up in some creek somewhere. So it's really unsafe to be out there with so much debris coming down the riverway. So we would just encourage people to stay off the rivers for the next few days.
Have you ever seen it at the levels that they're projecting?
Well, I have. And so certainly it's, for those of us that live on the river, we're certainly used to seeing fluctuations, and very large fluctuations. So it's really just a matter of where the buffalo is going to peak out at. We're certainly watching the gauges on the Buffalo and on Crooked Creek. Those are the two biggest tributaries that are going to affect the water levels in Buffalo City. And they're certainly climbing up very quickly right now. So we'll just see how much rain keeps coming. But right now we feel pretty safe and pretty comfortable with people out of the way. And we'll just let the rain come and see what happens.
Sammy, I remember we were talking with Baxter County OEM David Stoltz about earlier, and he referenced the historic flooding of the early 80s. I remember going down to Buffalo City and seeing the river back up across the railroad tracks, if you're familiar with that area. So that much water pushing up. I've seen pictures from the Highway 14 bridge south of Yellville, mm-hmm. of the water touching the bottom of the bridge there.
And I had estimates here from NOAA, and I don't think they're relevant anymore based on what I had Saturday morning, the river, Buffalo River, getting up to 33 feet. Mm-hmm. But David Stoltz now is giving us reporting out of their conference of 48 feet.
We haven't seen that yet, so we'll be sure to report on that later and get the information. But if that is true, then that's an enormous amount of water coming our way.
And a piece of news for you, officials in Norfolk are keeping tabs of the White and Norfolk rivers due to the rain that has already fallen and the additional precipitation that is expected. Mayor Lisa Harrison of Norfolk is asking residents and visitors of the city to take any necessary precautions to be prepared if evacuations become necessary. In case of flooding and evacuations, various locations will be used for shelter. For additional information, contact the City of Norfolk. Their number is 870-499-5225.
Sammy, we're getting some calls asking that they've had their tornado warning alert system go off on their weather radio and on their phone. There is a tornado warning south of us right now.
Into Van Buren County in the Clinton area.
Okay.
So that's far south of
us. Searcy County? Matt was saying something earlier about Searcy County.
I believe that this tornado warning touches just the bottom southern portion, but it doesn't seem to be crossing the county line at this time.
Okay.
All right, the Century 21 Leemack Realty News Time is 5:20. We'll take a look at your forecast after this.
Did you know that Connor Family Funeral and Cremation Center honors pre-planned funeral arrangements from other providers? When you transfer these plans, their staff will help with any questions or concerns you may have. Just knowing that will give you and your family peace of mind, allowing you to relax and enjoy this wonderful area we call home. If you have questions, call Connor Family Funeral and Cremation Center at 870-425-3353, where compassion and affordability meet.
The Century 21 Leemack Realty News Time is now 5:21. Before we get to our forecast, Heather just has got an update from Entergy, statement.
Yes, Shannon Garvin with Entergy let us know. Said they've been working outage restoration all day and will continue to monitor the weather and respond to any outages or emergencies that arise.
Of course, record level rainfall. I spoke with Matt Sharp shortly before the newscast. He said we'd already broken the rainfall record for this day in history. 4.1 inches of rain have fallen here at the KTLO studios since 7 o'clock, and now our 2.5 day total is at 6.5 inches for Mountain Home. That's just the reading here. I'll be interested to hear what our weather watchers say.
And again, the National Weather Service said earlier in the newscast, expect another 4 to 5 inches tonight.
So we could possibly end tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock at that 10-inch mark.
If you have any pictures of flooding or anything you want to share, you can send it to us at news@ktlo.com or please share it with us on our Facebook page.
Of course, the flood watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and a tornado watch is in effect this evening until 12:55 p.m. or from 12:55 p.m. this afternoon until 9 p.m. this evening. Our conversation with the National Weather Service just a few moments ago seemed to reiterate that those storms are staying to the south of us. I know me and Heather were talking just this afternoon. It was too cold in Mountain Home, and with that fog moving through the area, I think that has helped improve our chances, but we are still keeping an eye on the radar this evening.
When is the rain supposed to end? I think that's what we all want to know. I mean,
we're going to see this line of heavy rain move through the Twin Lakes area through the evening, and the best estimations I've seen is probably around the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to see a clearing, and that's going to be our next lull. And
kind of what we experienced earlier after the big storm this morning, we had a couple hours to where it was a lull,
which is good for locally. That all is going to be heading down to the rivers next. And then starting early tomorrow, probably about the 7 or 8 o'clock is the estimates I've seen, we just get hit with a deluge of another round of very heavy rain. And as we spoke to the National Weather Service, they don't even want to talk about numbers on that
one. Yeah, they're not giving us numbers to report about how much more rain is expected into Saturday.
And of course, we are under a flash flood warning here in Baxter County, Marion County, Searcy County, Northwestern Stone County, Van Buren County, Fulton County. Most of our listening area is under a flash flood warning through this evening. Of course, we've heard multiple reports. Me and Heather in the break, we're just watching some videos locally of very heavy rain crossing over low water areas.
It's all over the city. It's all over the county. I haven't seen much of Marion County, but it has to be pretty similar.
Taking a look at our forecast, we will have a low tonight of 48 degrees, and rain will continue through this evening and should taper off after about 10 p.m. this evening is what the National Weather Service is saying. Wind gusts tonight could be as high as 20 miles an hour. Then for Saturday, a 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm beginning after 8 o'clock. Some of the storms could produce very heavy rainfall. The high tomorrow, 54 degrees. North winds at 10 to 15, gusting upwards of 25 miles an hour. Currently, the National Weather Service says new rainfall amounts up to 2 inches. Saturday night, a 90% chance of showers showers and possibly thunderstorms, a low of 37. We're going to start getting into some very cold air as winds turn out of the northwest. And then finally, Sunday morning, I think a 50% chance of showers. We start to really see all that clear out. Mostly cloudy skies. A high of only 47, though, on Sunday. North winds gusting upwards of 20 miles an hour. Patchy frost is being called now for Sunday night. The low will be 30 degrees. We're going to dip below the freezing point, which is not normal for this time of the year.
I saw a post on Facebook that someone mentioned chance of snow flurries this weekend. Is that true?
I've heard of that in southern Missouri. Okay. Yes, they are predicting you might see some snow this weekend. Patchy frost before 8 a.m. on Monday morning as we get back to it. Sunny and a high of 64. And next week's forecast is looking like lows in the mid-30s and highs in the low 60s. Sunny conditions throughout the week by Wednesday. We're back into the 70s, looking up towards getting to that 80 point again by Thursday and Friday. Once again, taking a look at the Taylor Hearing Centers by Audionova, the Legacy Title Company, and H&R Block Color Weather Radar, we show widespread showers across the listening area. It seems to me that the line right now for heavy rain seems to be running from about Fort Smith just up into Fayetteville, past Berryville, and then up towards the Springfield area. If you can imagine a long line of storms that will be pushing through this area. And then we're in another group right now, especially down in the Rush area. They're seeing very heavy rain right now. A bit of a lull based on what we're seeing here, just anecdotally out the window, but also on the radar directly in Mountain Home. Areas such as Gamalia and up into Bakersfield and Viola and Salem most likely are also seeing very heavy rainfall. Let's take a look at water releases from the Bull Shoals Dam. I kind of want to see what the levels are like here if we're seeing some increase. Not much change out at Bull Shoals today. Looks like the lake has only gone up about 2/10 of a foot since this time yesterday. They are running one unit with a lake level of 658.81. And out at Norfolk, they're at minimum flow. The lake level is 555.42. They are up about over a foot since this time yesterday at Lake Norfolk, about 1 foot and 2/10. Of course, that report brought to you by Gaston's on the White River. Humidity's at 97%. Wind speeds are out of the northeast, 6 miles an hour. Barometer's at 29.81 inches. The dew point is 55 degrees. Visibility is 8 miles. Want to recap that the threat for severe tornadic activity in the Twin Lakes area seems to be diminished this evening and is staying towards the south and east. Cooler temperatures seem to be being in our favor this evening. We're watching for very heavy rain.
Severe weather is still likely to happen, though, just not tornadic activity.
That's kind of my opinion that I have right now. We are going to be sitting here at the console through the evening just to make sure, and we'll keep you updated if we need to.
Through about 9 o'clock tonight. That's kind of the window that we're looking at.
Y'all need to be paying attention through about 9 o'clock. And then, once again, the courthouse is not available as a shelter this evening, but Eastside Baptist is.
Yeah, they're going to open that at 5:30 tonight.
Here in approximately a couple of minutes. So if you need a safe place to go, that will be it. Heather, anything else we need to talk about?
No, again, just we're here. So if anyone has any information that they want to pass along, that you can call us 870-425-3101. You can email us at news@ktlo.com. You can share information on our Facebook page. Again, you know, we just want to caution everyone. The rain is just starting for us. I mean, this is going to be pretty significant over the next couple of days. I keep using that word. I need to find a different word than significant, but I don't know what else to say. But it's going to, there's going to be road closures. We're going to be reaching out to our county judges, OEMs, mayor. I mean, we'll be here. So if there's anything that we can help report, please do let us know.
Keep tuned in here on air and online at ktlo.com. The Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is 5:28. I'm Sammy Raycraft, joined by Heather Loftus. Matt Sharp will be in next for a look at sports.